Welcome, fantasy football players. It's time to get you ready to win. This is Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. The place to be every Sunday morning from 10 to noon for up-to-the-minute injury news, analysis, weather forecasts, and expert opinions to help you win. Now, Tim Allen and Rami Makhlouf with Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly on The Fan.
All right, welcome aboard. It's week 13 in the NFL, week 13 in your fantasy football season. Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. Tim Allen, Rami Makhlouf.
Morning.
Anthony Mandela, and a new old guy.
A new
old employee.
Who's the new guy?
A new old employee. That would be Ryan Horvath. Welcome back, buddy.
How's it going, guys?
It's going.
Little can NFL we get film music for you guys.
Can we get square on my headphones?
Yeah, what do we got going on with your headphones?
Can we do it during the break?
I hear
you. Do we have to do this on the air?
Just
you're wasting precious airtime.
That side, just that's all I hear.
Really?
There, now I hear both.
Okay, yeah, mine are a little messed up too. I wasn't hearing anything, now I am. So it sounds like
there we go.
It's going to either be you could hear or I could hear, which is a great start to the day.
Rami Makhlouf,
that's me.
How are we looking here into week 13? Now, everyone's going to get lucky today.
Station League? Are you asking how I'm looking, like, personally? Or
yeah, well,
okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
You look great.
Well,
you look outstanding.
Do you mean how I'm looking in fantasy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Station League, I'm in first place in my conference. I am the number one scorer in the league. It's just a matter of formality now and what the seeding will be. I'm the 2 seed, actually. But again, top scorer in the league,
okay,
first place
good.
In my conference.
Check that box.
In my big league, and I know that this is a common fantasy football excuse, but I'm telling you, this is reality. I've been the bad luck guy this year. I've been no lower than 4th in total scoring in a 10-man league all
schedule
season long.
Gotcha.
Most of the season, I've been 1st, 2nd, or 3rd in total scoring, and I just run into somebody who has the best week of their season each and every week. So I come in 4-8, but
still have a chance
because it's so clustered. If I end up if it's like a 3 or a 4-way tie, the first tiebreaker is total points. And guess who that would be? This guy right here.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So
that's
I could sneak into the playoffs. And I think if I get in the playoffs in that league, I could make as much noise as anybody. Because, again, my team scores. I just keep running into the wrong opponent.
There are some issues here in week 13. And it comes in the form of a suspension for Leonard Fournette, a commissioner's exempt list for a one Kareem Hunt. I know in one of my leagues, there is a player that had them both. now that's a buzzsaw.
Did he have Le'Veon Bell too?
Yeah, no doubt.
Good God.
Wow. We are one game in. First hour of the show, as always, guys, all informational. We'll get you the latest on the injuries, on the suspensions as well. And we'll get you the weather forecast in the outdoor stadium. Some funky weather going on. At least not up here. It's been mostly in all rain yesterday and today, melting the snow away. But, I mean, there may be some impactful weather situations in some of the games. No security, Dan, so Mandela's going to have the weather forecast.
Anthony, are you trained in the weather forecasting sciences?
Like, I mean, I know Drew Burgoyne, but I think I can handle it.
I'm wondering if you're security Dan level. That's what I'm worried about.
That's a great question.
Okay.
I did not go to internet meteorology school.
All right.
Okay. I don't think any of the weather girls nowadays do either. If you guys have noticed, they're all super attractive.
Don't stereotype. Attractive women can be smart and know all about meteorology.
Ravens.
Don't be
Falcons.
That guy.
I'm going to get suspended my first day back.
Right.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to walk that one back.
Far worse has been said on this radio station.
That's on this
true.
Show.
Far worse.
This very show, far worse things have been said.
Yeah, so we'll get you all the information in this first hour. A full slate of games for the first time in a long time, guys, with, you know, the bye situations, the bye weeks. I'm not a big fan of all that. And who is in fantasy football? We want full force. But then you add the Thanksgiving Day games, and that now we're back to normal. It's full force in terms of the amount of games, just one game in. And that's the Thursday game. That's a Saints 10-game winning streak comes to an end down in Dallas, and Dallas finds themselves 7-5.
Can we not do this? Can we not do the week-to-week overreaction thing in the NFL where now all of a sudden Dallas is a real powerhouse?
The NFC's a scrum.
Oh, my God. Are the Saints for real?
Both conferences are really a scrum. They are, though.
I mean, Saints and the Rams are still...
in the NFC, yes.
The elite teams of the conference.
And now in the AFC, I was just talking on the way into work today. The AFC, however, you can make an argument for the Steelers, argument, obviously, for the New England Patriots.
Chargers.
Argument for the Chargers. Mm-hmm. I mean, that AFC, could it be the year of the outlier in the Super Bowl this year where you just get a pop-up team, a bubble-up team, a Chicago Bears team?
And don't forget about did you say the Patriots when you were listing off your AFC teams? Okay, because
yep.
I think a lot of people somehow, for whatever reason, have sort of let the Patriots fly under the radar this year, despite the fact that they have 5 rings and are 8-3 and have won 7 of their last 8.
Could it be a Panthers team that, you know, I know they've lost 3 straight, but could it be a Panthers team that gets in, gets hot, and gets rolling? I mean, it's a pretty cool NFL season. It really is. Now, point at hand here is fantasy football, and it's week 13. A lot of playoffs start this week. Most start next week, right? 14, 15,
yes.
16.
Yep. That's how it should be.
Most of them start.
If you're doing it right,
I'm in one
they
league
start next week.
Where it started last week.
That's stupid.
And got away with a 1-point victory.
I would get out of that league.
Yeah. Well, it's a family
I'd
league.
I'd quit that league.
It's a family league.
I'd
it's
still
a fun,
quit it.
It's a fun league.
I might quit my family if that were the case.
Just
quit the whole family.
If you start the playoffs in week 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to be associated with that.
Those of you, you're going to have to make some pretty big-time decisions here this week in Week 13, especially not just because of what we had mentioned, injuries and suspensions, but also if you're sitting there with a Drew Brees or a Michael Thomas sitting there at, what, 4 or 5 points for the week, Drew Brees under .150 passing with just the one touchdown. So, you know, there are some decisions to be made, and we understand how important this is to you.
Or maybe you went against Ezekiel Elliott, and he put up 24 points on you to start the week.
That could be. That could be. And so the importance of a Week 13 victory is paramount in your world, in all of our world, here in fantasy football. Let's dig in. Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa.
Ravens. Falcons.
And the Falcons think that they can put a little string together.
I'm not buying that.
Yeah, something just doesn't feel right about Atlanta. You have pop-up games for Calvin Ridley. Hey, don't look now. Julio Jones is finding his way into the end zone a time or two.
Really?
That's good news.
The best receiver in the league is catching touchdowns?
It's amazing.
This is crazy. This is crazy. What's happening?
Tevin Coleman, Sanu. There are some weapons, even Hooper here with the advent of a very porous tight end position in fantasy football. Guys, let's face it. I haven't seen a year like this for tight ends in a long time. They're awful.
They're not great.
No.
And the tight end position for the last... I don't know. When did Antonio Gates start doing his thing? 15 years ago?
Yeah. Something like that.
Since then, the tight end, Tony Gonzalez, was doing his thing right around the same time.
Yeah.
Since then, the tight end position has been a premium position for fantasy football players. And all of a sudden this year, they're all just disappearing. Although there are some young ones who I think are on the verge of breaking through and becoming...
Injuries play a part, too.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
O.J. Howard is down. We'll get to that Tampa Bay game. Coming up in just a bit. Other side of the ball, we do have an IR for Alex Collins, and you heard that in Ryan's update there. Alex Collins, under 500 yards rushing this year, 7 touchdowns, very touchdown-dependent for Alex Collins, but he is placed onto IR. And Lamar Jackson, that's what you've got going, him and Gus Edwards over there in Baltimore. Can they get it done against Atlanta? Let's check out the injury report for the Baltimore-Atlanta matchup.
Joseph Flacco is doubtful with the hip injury. He's not going to play. It's going to be Miller at quarterback. Tim, how do you feel about Miller at quarterback? He's barely thrown the ball. I think he's thrown for something like 237 combined yards in his 2 starts. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I said Miller. Lamar Jackson, my bad.
Yeah, no, he young. And you're always you get nervous feet, and when you have the ability to run like he does, think he's taken advantage of the situation.
I mean, he's run for about 200 yards.
He's taken
in the
advantage.
Two games.
Yeah. And while you're paying your dues, at least you're being somewhat successful. I like his game plan. He'll be better.
Also in this one, Alex Collins is questionable with the foot injury. Full practice Friday, so that looks good. We'll keep an eye on it for you, and we should know something before we get out of here at noon. Falcons are actually healthy. No Falcons on the injury report, at least none of note to fantasy football players. Couple stats in this one. Tevin Coleman over his last three games, averaging just 36 rushing yards and just over 10 fantasy points.
Awful.
And the Ravens have surrendered just two touchdowns and the fewest fantasy points to home running backs this season. Wide receivers, Ravens defense has surrendered the second fewest fantasy points, just over 15 per game, to receivers who have lined out wide this season. That could mean a rough day for Calvin Ridley.
In that game down in Atlanta, right?
Yes, sir.
Weather not an issue in the dome.
Shouldn't be.
Broncos. Bengals.
Start your Broncos today because the Bengals defense is pretty bad. And so if you've got Emmanuel Sanders and Philip Lindsay and even Cortland Sutton to a degree, Case Keenum, great matchup today. See some points in this one, or do you? At least on the Denver side of the ball, I do. The other side, do they get back A.J. Green? That's a big question mark because I would think that Driscoll, now again, no Andy Dalton. Driscoll is going to start for the Cincinnati Bengals. That affects Mixon and it affects A.J. Green. Well, let's find out the rest of the injuries.
Let's see here. For the Denver Broncos, they have no injuries of note to fantasy football players. For the Bengals, wide receiver A.J. Green is back. Wide receiver Joshua Malone, though, he is out with the hamstring injury. A couple stats in this game. Lindsay has scored three touchdowns and over 43 combined fantasy points in wins over the Steelers, Chargers, and the Bengals have allowed seven touchdowns and the most fantasy points to runners since week 9. Mm. That Bengals defense is just awful. They've allowed 36.2 points per game since week 6. Their defense has also surrendered 248 receiving yards to wideouts over the last 4 weeks, an average of 248 receiving yards to wideouts over the last 4 weeks. Start your Broncos. Start them all day long.
Yeah, indeed.
I like Emmanuel Sanders, Cortland Sutton, Philip Lindsay. Start your Broncos. All of them.
Terrell Davis.
Their tight end.
He might be able to put up some yards.
Their tight end did go on to the IR as well, Heuerman. So be on the lookout for that. Let's check, see in Cincinnati if weather's going to have an impact here.
Yeah, balmy 63 degrees, Tim. No precipitation in the forecast. If you're Jeff Driscoll, though, those almost 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts might make your day even worse.
Rams. Lions.
Lions have no one. Stafford has nobody to throw the ball to. Kenny Golladay. And then a couple of Joneses. Andy Jones. TJ Jones. No Marvin Jones. And then they have LeGarrette Blount, who rattles off a couple of touchdowns and 80 yards rushing in his last game. There's problems in Detroit, for sure.
You think?
Yeah, and the Rams, Todd Gurley, is he healthy, number one? And number two, do we see a big-time pop-up game for Todd Gurley today?
It's quite possible. This Detroit Lions defense, well, the Detroit Lions as a whole, I think, are on the verge of giving up and just throwing in the towel on this season, Tim, if they haven't already. Injuries in this one. Running back Kerryon Johnson is out with the knee injury. Wide receiver Brandon Powell is out with the calf injury. And wide receiver Bruce Ellington is questionable with a back injury. Those are guys who might actually play in this game because of some of the other problems that the Lions have had, but I don't think they'd be on anybody's fantasy team. Numbers in this one, the Lions have struggled against quarterbacks recently. They allowed a 116.5 passing rating and almost 21 fantasy points per game to the position over the last four games. Robert Woods has no less than 12 fantasy points in all but one of his games this season. The Lions have given up 10 touchdown catches to slot receivers. Woods ran 70% of his routes out of the slot in Week 11. One guy I do like on the Lions side of things, Tim, is Golladay. He leads all wide receivers in targets since Week 10. Matthew Stafford looking his way off in 11.7 targets per game. Defense and special teams, opposing defenses have averaged 12 fantasy points per game when facing the Lions the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, Kenny Golladay, my man, out of Northern Illinois University.
It's your guy.
Husky. Hey, congrats to NIU.
Big dub.
Also, they win the MAC.
Comeback win.
Wasn't that something?
Did they really?
Yeah, 19 points.
Yep. Big second half comeback.
Buffalo, I think they played.
Jordan Lynch scored the game-winning touchdown, Rami.
Really? Household name. Childers threw the touchdown late in the ball game.
You're doing
Brad Childress.
Not children.
You were doing what?
All right, we'll take a break. I was celebrating that victory. NIU. You know that. We will take a break here. Again, the first hour of the show, all informational. Second hour, if you want to start stacking in some emails. And again, as we discussed last week, Rami, when you were gone, it is...
How'd things go? Can you guys keep this thing on the air?
Good, okay, yeah. And I stress the point that we thoroughly understand how important the right decision is. You struggle with it for days. You just want some affirmation. We're here for you live at 1057FMTheFan.com.
Did you guys give good advice without me? I always worry about that.
A fairly good day.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we had
good.
A decent day. It's Allegra, Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa here on The Fan.
I only got one thing to say. That team over there, they can't beat us.
It's teamwork every Sunday morning. Join the fantasy footballers that will get you to the big game in your league.
Today is our day.
Anthony Mandela, Security Dan, Rami Makhlouf, and Tim Allen get it done every Sunday morning on Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly. Presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Browns, Texans.
And how about the Houston Texans as we continue our rundown of Week 13 in the NFL? Week 13 in your fantasy matchup. They start out 0-3 and just proceed to rattle off 8 straight victories. How good are they?
The Texans?
Yeah.
I think they're pretty good. I don't know if I'm ready to call them Super Bowl contenders, but I think they're pretty good.
I think in the AFC at this point, they are Super Bowl contenders. They're as good as the Chargers.
I don't know.
They're as good as the Steelers.
Yeah, they're probably as good as the Steelers. To me, the Chiefs and the Patriots are the teams in the AFC.
Well, the Chiefs now took the hit. I mean, we know that. We'll get to that. But
I was watching, and maybe I'll save it for when we get to that Chiefs game. Yeah. I saw an interesting number on Spencer Ware. There's a tease for you.
On the other side of things, the Cleveland Browns look pretty viable sort of on a week-to-week basis. No more pushover. It doesn't appear. Freddie Kitchens takes over, and Baker Mayfield all of a sudden is just the guy's a baller.
I think Baker Mayfield is going to be a good quarterback in this league, especially when Mike McCarthy gets his hands on him.
Good to great. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to say it. It's okay. You can kind of feel it. You can kind of see it with Baker Mayfield, can't you? Little cocky attitude. Yeah, he'll get his bell rung, and that'll knock him down to size a little bit. And that'll be part of the maturation process for him. Tremendous talent.
Yeah, I like him.
Tremendous talent.
I wasn't sure about that pick when they made it, and I still question it because Saquon Barkley looks so good, and they could have gotten Barkley and then gotten one of those quarterbacks that everybody had in the top 4 or 5 picks. But
Josh Allen, yeah. Lamar Jackson.
I mean,
whoever.
You might have still even been able to get Mayfield. What did they have, the first and the third pick? First and fourth?
First and fourth. I think they would have been able to get Mayfield, but they played the game the right way.
Sure. And they did get Chubb, so, I mean, the running back position seems covered. But
it does.
I still think getting Saquon Barkley and one of those quarterbacks, I think, probably would have been the best way to go, but John Dorsey knows a lot more than I do.
They get Justin Herbert from Oregon, then they played the game the right way because then you got OBJ, Barkley, and your future quarterback.
That's true.
There you go.
We'll see what the Giants do. But let's check injuries here. Houston and Cleveland.
Kevontae Coute, a.k.a. Kiki Coute. He is questionable with a hamstring. Limited practice on Friday. No injuries for the Cleveland Browns in this one. Just one stat in this one. Texans defense has surrendered 6 touchdowns and almost 15 fantasy points per game to opposing tight ends. I mentioned earlier a young class of tight ends who I think are emerging. And Njoku is one of those guys. And he's been a little bit up and down so far this season, a little inconsistent. Right now he's on an upswing. So I like David Njoku this afternoon.
Me too. And that game in the retractable in Houston, weather not a problem.
Colts, Jaguars.
Jaguars and the Colts are headed in different directions here. Jags, they're a mess again. I mean, high hopes after what they did last year. And now all of a sudden you sign Blake Bortles. We questioned that, I think, last year.
Yeah. Bortles is not good.
Wait a second. You have one good pop-up year, and it warrants you a 3 or 4 year contract and some decent guaranteed money, and that's blown up in their face without question. Andrew Luck, on the other hand, he's on a roll, man. This guy is throwing TD passes, and the Colts find themselves in a playoff chase, a legitimate playoff chase. I don't know. if deep run is in the cards for the Indianapolis Colts. And, but nonetheless, they're on a roll.
And just when I said Andrew Luck through much of the season was doing a lot of his damage with the short passes and then getting the yards after the catch from his wide receivers, just when I said that a couple weeks ago, he starts finding T.Y. Hilton for some deep shots. So now they've added that to the arsenal, and that offense,
yeah,
I think, is just going to get better and more dangerous as the season goes on. That might be a sneaky team in the AFC.
That could be a sneaky outlier.
I think they're probably primed for a better run next year, especially if they can add Le'Veon Bell, which is a hot rumor because they have more money to spend in free agency than anybody. But
and he fits that offense.
He really does. But I think that could be a team that makes some noise and makes more and more noise as the season plays out.
An injury in concussion protocol, a big factor in the game offensively for the Colts, as we check the injury report. Marlon Mack, and how's he set?
He's questionable with the concussion, full practice on Friday, so I would think that means that he passed the concussion protocol. I think he should play. It's a noon kickoff, so we will know before we get out of here at noon. Injuries for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Darrell Chark, wide receiver, he's out with a quadriceps injury. If you had him on your team, then you were in trouble already. Numbers in this one. Eric Ebron, Tim, has 12 touchdowns on the season.
Unconscious.
And he goes against the Jaguars defense that he beat for 3 touchdowns in Week 10. And Jack Doyle, I didn't mention in the injury report, he's out for the season. So that could mean more targets than he was already getting for Eric Ebron at the tight end position. I really like him today.
Yeah, big time. It's a great matchup. What's the weather in Jacksonville, Anthony?
If you're one of the tens of people in the stands, you're going to love it. It's a nice toasty 82 degrees.
Bills, Dolphins.
I got to think a lot of Colts fans made their way down to Jacksonville.
Yeah, tickets are going at the 50-yard line for about $90.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, I was just listening to it on the way in here. Lower bowl you can get for around 30, upper deck 14.
Man, to see an NFL game?
$30?
If I had known that.
How fast can we get on a plane to Jacksonville?
I'll go.
I'm broke, but I bet you I could afford to find a plane ticket to Jacksonville, an Uber to the stadium, the ticket, Uber back to the airport, and come straight back.
Under 500.
I don't want to spend any time in Jacksonville. I don't need a hotel. So,
I hope Leroy's not listening.
Sorry, Leroy.
Didn't some Bears fans a couple years back get stabbed in Jacksonville?
Likely, yeah.
This big story.
Plenty of people are getting stabbed in Jacksonville.
Yes, there's been some people stabbed in Jacksonville.
I don't know about in an NFL stadium, but yeah.
I'm sure some of them had to be Bears fans. Chances are, with all the stabbings, a few of them are Bears fans. A
couple casualties.
Seriously, if you lived in that market, you could go to the game, eat, and get drunk under $100.
See, that's probably where they get you. It's probably $15 for the tickets, but $30 for a beer.
I'm serious, I could probably fly from here, go there, and come back and have a good time for less than $300.
Maybe. Yeah, that's quite possible. All right,
why are you telling me this now, Mandela?
Bills and
the show must go on.
Could have gotten some sunshine, watched some football.
Bills and the Dolphins. There's some viable fantasy plays here, and we're gonna get a lot of questions on a guy like Kenyon Drake. Kenny Stills starting to squawk a little bit about not getting targeted enough for the Miami offense. So I could see him getting in the end zone today. I like Kenny Stills today for whatever reason. Once a guy squawks like that, they usually get him the football.
I don't really like anybody in this game. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm trying to think. There's nobody I like in this game.
Kenyon Drake?
Nope. Buffalo's actually okay up front with their defense.
How about the Dolphins, D? Maybe you like them.
No. No. I don't like anyone in this game.
Okay.
I didn't even bother getting any stats for this game.
Skip the injury report then, because it really doesn't matter.
I mean, do you care that Charles Clay is questionable with a hamstring injury?
Somebody might.
Do you care Derek Anderson is out with a concussion? Other than from a human standpoint, I don't want anybody to suffer. Danny Amendola, he's doubtful with a knee injury. Were you starting Danny Amendola?
Somewhere.
Alex Derby, their tight end, is questionable with a foot injury. This is one guy who may be actually viable. Devontae Parker is questionable with a shoulder injury. Limited practice on Friday. We'll keep an eye on it for
you. Drake show up on that report?
He is not on the report.
Okay, so
or actually,
shoulder?
He was earlier in the week, but he's clean now.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Everything should be all right.
Yep.
Weather for the Bills and Fins.
84 degrees, no chance of precipitation.
Bears.
Ticket prices
Giants.
For that one? Okay. I'm just kidding.
One probably more expensive than Jacksonville, I can tell you that much.
One more before we get to our circle of trust and Adam Burnett. Bears and the Giants. I love this game. I do.
On what level?
I just because the Giants, I think there's just one more get up and go in them. This might be it today. No Trubisky again, or is there?
I think he's ruled out. He is out. Yeah.
He is out now. Yeah. So, I mean, does the Giant offense even get double digits in points against that defense? I mean, I see a really low scoring game here, guys.
Bears giving up an average of 19 points per game on the season.
Yeah, I don't see that that's a ton of activity. Now, does that mean you're going to sit Odell Beckham Jr.? Does that mean you're going to sit Saquon Barkley? Of course not.
No.
You got to go with him.
You start those two
guys. The matchup does not favor you, though, against the Chicago Bears defense.
Not really. I mean, you should expect probably number two wide receiver type of production out of Odell Beckham Jr., unless he gets in the end zone. That always bumps him up to number one type of level production. But against the Bears, I wouldn't expect better than number two wide receiver from him and maybe even number two running back production from a Saquon Barkley, although you never know when he can bust one loose. That's a guy who's talented enough that he can break one off against just about any defense, no matter how good they are.
Let's check the injuries for this matchup, Giants and Bears.
You mentioned Mitchell Trubisky doubtful with the shoulder injury. They already said this morning Chase Daniel will be your starter. He had his starter suit on as he walked into the building. Benny Cunningham, the running back, he is doubtful with an ankle injury. Does not look good for him. Didn't practice all week. For the Giants, tight end Evan Engram is out with a hamstring injury. Also did not practice all week. Numbers in this one, Giants defense surrendered just 8 touchdown catches to wide receivers, and the position has averaged the 9th fewest fantasy points overall against the Giants so far this season.
Here,
I really don't.
Yeah.
I think Tariq Cohen could have a day.
Maybe. Yeah, I would agree there. All right, forecast for the Giants and Bears.
54 degrees, light rain. I'd think that ground game is probably going to get a little more touches this week.
And it's going to be a surprise to me as well as you guys. I normally get a heads up on the Circle of Trust this week. No heads up. We'll have Adam Burnett for you. Top of the hour, take your calls at 414-799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. You can email live at 1057fmthefan.com. Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, here on The Fan.
Do you want to be in the circle?
You are now on the inside of what I like to call the Circle of Trust.
Adam Burnett invites you in. Time now for the Circle of Trust. Who can you trust with this much on the line? We got you covered. Let's dig way deep for a sleeper that matters. The Circle of Trust on Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Okay, here he is, electrifying portion of the radio program here is Adam Burnett. Adam, you feeling okay today?
I feel good. I'm getting ready to make the playoffs in all 5 of my fantasy leagues and win some money that I can use to buy some ice fishing stuff.
So I get this text from Adam Burnett.
Okay.
And it said, just picked up Spencer Ware in 4 leagues.
Smart.
It was very smart. And when you vulture the waiver wire, man.
I looked. He was gone already.
Me too. One guy had him. The one league that, you know, I would have really wanted him. He was vultured up right away. So somebody was on that pretty quick, including our guy here, Circle of Trust from Master Z's. It's Adam Burnett. Adam, it's week 13. A lot riding on your decisions here today. Who do you have?
I like Aaron Rodgers. I was watching a couple shows and reading online some analysts saying that Aaron Rodgers may not want to play him this week. I have no idea what those people are talking about. He's playing the Cardinals at home. I think Aaron Rodgers goes full Oprah on the Cardinals defense. You get a touchdown, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown. He blows the doors off the Cardinals this week.
It's his birthday, too.
It is his birthday. He is at home. However, the pass defense for the Arizona Cardinals is actually pretty good. And I think that's why he's not getting the love nationally on this head-to-head matchup. But I agree with you, and I think the final factor for me in liking Aaron Rodgers a lot today is the fact that he came out and said, I'm going to have to take a few more risks here because the landscape has dictated that.
We'll see if he does it.
We'll see if he does it, yeah.
And by the way, he doesn't have to take more risks. He needs to hit the open man when there's an open man. If he did that, He wouldn't need to take more risks.
Are you ripping on Rodgers?
I've been critical of Aaron Rodgers throughout the season.
Okay. I agree with you, Adam. He goes off 4 touchdowns, 300 plus.
I don't think he'll have to.
No?
I think they'll get up big. I think Aaron Jones will have a big day. Not to shoot down Adam Burnett's circle of trust here, but I think Aaron Jones will have a big day. Packers will get up early, and Aaron Rodgers won't have to throw the ball around very much.
Running back for you, Adam.
I like Gus Edwards of the Ravens. The Falcons are allowing 5.1 yards per carry. Alex Collins is out. Ty Montgomery may not be real familiar with the offense yet. Kenneth Dixon was activated off IR. I'm playing Gus versus the Falcons.
Kenneth Dixon might be a little bit of a sleeper here. Deep, deep, deep leagues or real cheap on some of the daily fantasy sites might find Kenneth Dixon to put double digits up today. You never know. That's good talent right there. Wide receiver.
Wide receiver, we talked about him a lot last week, and that's DJ Moore of the Panthers. Last two games combined, 15 catches for 248. Devin Funchess is going to return today on a limited basis. I think Moore's their best receiver, and I think he does damage versus the Bucs.
Yeah, and about a month ago, it was a Carolina-Tampa Bay matchup that was just a shootout. That was a freight train by the Carolina Panthers. I expect that to be about the same today. Tight end.
I like Jared Cook of the Raiders. The Chiefs have allowed a league-worst 812 receiving yards to opposing tight ends. Derek Carr is going to have to throw the ball to somebody. It's going to be Jared Cook.
Kicker, IDP, and D.
Kicker's going to be Sebastian Janikowski. I think he's going to be busy versus the 49ers. Defense, I like the Seahawks and the Broncos. Backup quarterbacks versus halfway decent NFL defenses can be fantasy gold with all the turnovers. IDP is going to be Raiders linebacker Tahir Whitehead. 7 or more total tackles in 5 straight games.
All right, what's going on at Master Z's today?
We have Golden Tee 2019, so I have been playing a lot recently. I'm working on my putting. Putting's still tough, but I can drive the ball real well. So that's where I'll be today at the Golden Tee Machine.
Nicely done. Adam Burnett, we need to talk. You might be in studio here in the next couple of weeks.
We'll work something out. I definitely plan on giving you a call from my ice fishing shack this year to discuss free agency moves in baseball.
Okay, very good.
Adam, let me get a quick question real quick because you brought up DJ Moore. So this is for everybody here because this is a big, big spot for me for getting the number one seed next week. I got DJ Moore in the flex position currently, but I also have Gus Edwards on the bench right now. Who would you guys go with in a flex? So I got Edwards is predicted 13, Moore 12. Do I go receiver or running back in that flex position, do you guys think, today? I'm torn.
Depends if it's standard scoring or PPR.
Standard. So do you guys think I go Edwards? That's tough, though.
Yeah, I'd probably – it's a slight lean a little bit toward DJ Moore.
Okay.
Probably. That's where I'd lean.
I would have to say DJ Moore.
Okay. I'm just going to leave it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take it easy, Adam. We'll talk soon. All right.
Thanks.
Let's continue our rundown here. Week 13.
Panthers. Buccaneers.
There's the game right there. DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey and company. Cam Newton doing their thing. Tampa Bay allows a boatload of points. No Deshaun Jackson in this one. O.J. Howard is now down and out for the year. And Cameron Brait, Jameis Winston have always had a good touchdown relationship down there. Let's get to injuries here for the Panthers and Bucks.
Devin Funchess, you heard Adam say he should be back in a limited capacity this week, officially listed as questionable with a back injury for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wide receiver Deshaun Jackson is out with the thumb injury. Doubtful is That's all the injuries for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Numbers in this one, Panthers have allowed 12 touchdown passes and an average of almost 24 fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks since week 9. I do like Jameis Winston today. DJ Moore has a combined 46.5 fantasy points over his last two games. Buccaneers have surrendered 17 touchdowns and the third most fantasy points to wide receivers so far this season. Panthers have given up an NFL-high 9 touchdown catches and the most fantasy points, almost 18 per game, to opposing tight ends this season. You mentioned him, O.J. Howard, out for the season. That was declared this week. Cameron Brait steps up as the number one tight end for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and could have a big day today.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's check the forecast in Tampa.
Crystal clear skies, 82 degrees.
Chiefs, Raiders.
All right, so you have a Chiefs freight train that had been rolling, and all of a sudden, Kareem Hunt and a video and some nonsense and some debauchery and whatnot. So what does this mean for the Chiefs now on the football side of things?
I was telling you earlier a number I saw this morning on NFL Network about Spencer Ware. He's averaged about half a yard less per carry than Kareem Hunt did since they've both been in Kansas City. So I don't know what that says. I don't know if you can expect not much of a drop-off at the running back position. You got to think that this is something that has a ripple effect in the locker room on some level, unless Andy Reid has a really good grip on that team. So they have a good, talented backup to step in for Kareem Hunt. You just wonder if he can fill that role, or at least come close to filling that role, and what kind of effect it has as far as a locker room standpoint of losing a guy of that magnitude to a story of this nature. You know what I mean? That's not an easy thing for an organization to deal with.
No,
at all.
It's crazy. All right, and I miss the old Chiefs Raiders AFC West battles. I do, because right now it's really not a battle going on. This should be a Chiefs just runaway, despite the Kareem Hunt situation. Let's check the injuries.
Injuries in this one, none for the Kansas City Chiefs. Actually, check that. Sammy Watkins is out with a foot injury. For the Oakland Raiders, Martavis Bryant is questionable with a knee injury. Did not practice on Friday, so I would doubt he will be ready to go in this one today. Some numbers in this one. David Carr, actually a viable starting option, but I'd think twice about it. He's failed to score more than 16 fantasy points in all but two of his 11 starts this season. So I don't know if you look at the matchup in this one or if you look at Derek Carr and his performance recently. Chiefs defense has allowed 16 points per game to tight ends. Meanwhile, opposing defenses have averaged the third most fantasy points when facing Derek Carr. So I might like that Chiefs defense today if you're looking for one.
And the forecast, Raiders and Chiefs.
Almost no wind, no precipitation, 54 degrees, good football weather.
Jets, Titans.
Let's get in one more here. Jets and Titans. Raise your hand if you're going to watch this game.
Nope.
Does anybody care about that? This is the one game you go to your local sports bar or whatever, and there's like six screens. This would be the game that they leave out and off.
You would hope, but there's always that one guy that shows up like in a Mariota jersey like 10 minutes after kickoff, and he's like, "Hey, you guys got the Jets-Titans game?"
They lose to the Titans.
Tell
that
them
is,
no. Get out.
Lose to Houston on a questionable call. They got it at the goal line. They would go for it on fourth down, and then Lamar Miller, he takes off 97 yards the other way. Changed the whole complexion of that game on Monday night. But we'll get to injuries here for the Titans and Jets.
Titans and Jets. Injuries for the Jets. Wide receiver Robbie Anderson is questionable with an ankle injury. He was limited in practice on Friday for the Titans. Running back David Flewellen is out with the knee injury. Did not participate in practice on Friday. And that is about it. As far as numbers go in this one, I didn't bother gathering any numbers for this game because it's not a good game.
Probably not needed. All right, the forecast.
61 degrees, clear skies.
Okay, very good. We'll take our break. Top of the hour, we get the importance and a lot of scratch on the line for you guys. 414-799-1250. Email live at 1057fmthefan.com, Facebook and Twitter. Allegra Allergy Relief, Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, today and every Sunday here on The Fan.
Kickoff cannot get here quick enough.
Are you ready?
Getting you all the info you need to win this week. It's Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Vikings, Patriots.
Righty. Let's do that. Well, let's do that one again. Sorry, guys.
Vikings.
There you
Patriots.
Go. This is a great matchup. I know we're all going to be focused in on the Packer game today.
Yes, sir.
But this is a good 3 o'clocker right here.
This should be.
What do you make of this game? The Vikings and the Patriots.
A lot of points, I think.
This is a telling game.
I think we're going to find out a lot about the Vikings in this game.
I think we'll find out a lot about both teams, really.
I'm pretty sold on the Patriots. The Patriots don't need to prove much to me.
Patriots passing game has been
Yeah, but they find a way.
They do have the ability to flip the switch, and I'll give you that. So will it be a deep run? Heck, they may end up in the Super Bowl, but I'm on record. Brady and Belichick are not winning another Super Bowl together. Just saying.
I wouldn't count them out.
I'm telling you, they're that run is done. Now, that doesn't mean they may not end up in the Super Bowl, because they could in the AFC. But this game here, telling on both sides for the Patriots, and then on the NFC side, are the Vikings in that, you know, upper echelon sort of
that's
NFC?
That's what I'm saying. I think we start to find out today how much of a push the Vikings want to make in this season, where a lot of people had them as the favorite in the NFC.
Yeah.
Because that defense looked so good, and then they went out and got Kirk Cousins to play quarterback. And a lot of people are pointing a finger at Cousins, Tim, and I don't know if that's fair. They signed Cousins. Yeah, he got a ton of money, but that's just how the market dictates quarterbacks get paid. They signed him to complement a great defense, and the defense has been good, not great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so Kirk Cousins hasn't been enough, but I think Kirk Cousins has played to the level that people expected when he was signed.
Put up better numbers than Brady, though. It's crazy, the narrative that he's – it's just because they're struggling a little bit, but his numbers are pretty solid. He's thrown for over 3,000 yards already, which everybody has. But.
And lately, he's been picking it up a little bit. They've been going vertical a little bit more.
Helps that he played against Green Bay last week.
That's true. All right, injuries. Will it play a part? I know the Packers' defense, we've been struggling with that all season long, but are the injuries going to mount up for the Vikings and or the Patriots in this one?
Wide receiver Chad Beebe out with a hamstring injury. Tight end David Morgan out with a knee injury. I doubt that really affects anybody. For the Patriots, no injuries to report. Dwayne Allen, the tight end, out with a knee injury. I doubt he's on anybody's team. I didn't gather any stats for this one, Tim, for the exact opposite reason that I didn't gather them for the other two games I mentioned. This is a game where you start – if you have a guy in this game and he's been a guy of yours for the whole season, go ahead and start him, including Stephon Diggs, by the way. He was listed as questionable, but he told reporters yesterday that he is going to play.
Diggs, Thielen, Edelman, start. White, Sony Michel, Gronk, Brady.
Yeah.
Wow, Cousins, all the guys.
All of them.
All right, and the forecast in Foxborough.
Just a light drizzle on a 55-degree day at Gillette.
49ers, Seahawks.
I'd like a lot of Seahawks in this one. However, Matt Breida, you still got to start him, don't you?
Yes.
He gets his hands on the football. Probably is way overdue for a touchdown, so he may end up in the end zone today. Injuries for an NFC West matchup.
Wide receiver Marquise Goodwin is out, not injury-related. I'm not sure what the issue is.
It's a personal situation.
Okay, and Pierre Garçon also out. This one is a knee injury. For the Seahawks, running back C.J. Procise is out with the abdomen injury. Running back Curtis Madden is doubtful with the chest injury. He will not play today. They've had injury problems all season long at the running back position, but that does open things up for Chris Carson, who's now scored a touchdown in three of his last four games. He's also averaging 20 touches per game since week three. 20 touchdowns per game would be remarkable.
That'd be amazing.
You mentioned Breida averaging 18.5 touches and over 20 fantasy points over his last two games. And the Seahawks have allowed 6 total touchdowns and the 6th most fantasy points to opposing running backs, almost 26 per game since week 9. Russell Wilson, he's gotten hot lately, at least 19 fantasy points in 6 of his last 7 games. 49ers have surrendered a 101.2 passer rating and an average of almost 23 fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks on the road.
Well entrenched in that NFC scrum, Pete Carroll and the sneaky good Seattle Seahawks. What's the forecast against the Niners?
No rain, no wind, 46 degrees.
Chargers, Steelers.
This is a Sunday night game, and this is like a playoff game right here. And we find it in week 13. This is a good one. And Chargers and Phillip Rivers have been good in December. Here we are in December, and Rivers, does he continue? Steelers, one big mistake at the end against the Broncos. It cost them a victory last week. Do they bounce back? Big Ben, a little critical of Antonio Brown. And I won't say dysfunction, because I think that Big Ben, what he said, AB, was okay with it. At least on the surface he was. But
Michael Irvin was saying on NFL Network this morning that the Steelers are best when they're stressed. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that this was maybe intentional by Ben Roethlisberger stir things up a little bit, because Michael Irvin thinks that that's a team that needs a little bit of drama in their lives to come together and sort of make it us against the world, even though you're the one who said the thing that's got people talking.
Tremendous amount of talent on Pittsburgh's side. You just keep thinking every year they're going to break through and end up in the big dance, but it just never happens. going to happen here tonight? We'll find out. A great Sunday night football game. Injuries, Chargers and Steelers.
Melvin Gordon is out with the knee injury, just when I need a win to get in the playoffs. Wide receiver Terrell Williams is questionable with a quadriceps injury, limited in practice on Friday for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nobody to report for the injury report this week. And just one number in this one. Austin Eckler has averaged 5.8 yards per rush and 1.3 fantasy points per touch. And he should be getting a heavy dose today with Melvin Gordon out.
Yep. Should. Justin Jackson is a guy also that you might want to vulture up a little bit on the waiver wire here if he's available for the Chargers in a temporary fix. The forecast, Sunday night football.
50 degrees, clear skies.
Redskins, Eagles.
And you have an NFC East maybe battle going on between the Redskins and the Eagles. Eagles trying to, all of a sudden now you look and they're involved in the NFC. You thought the honeymoon hangover was happening for the Philadelphia Eagles. Up that the Eagles almost, I won't say must win, but
probably must win.
Again, in the scrum of that NFC lower tier, the 5-6 seed, down there is a big-time battle. Seattle, Carolina, there's a Minnesota, Green Bay wants in. Everybody knocking on the door. It's a big game for the Eagles as well as the Redskins. I mean, they're just a half game out of first place heading into Monday night's matchup. Injuries, Redskins and Eagles.
Jamison Crowder is questionable with an ankle injury, limited practice on Friday. Adrian Peterson questionable with a shoulder injury, limited practice on Friday. And Jordan Reed questionable with a back injury, limited practice on Friday. All three are expected to play in tomorrow night's game, though. Meanwhile, for the Philadelphia Eagles, Darren Sproles questionable with a hamstring injury, full practice Friday. He looks set to return as well. As far as stats in this one, I got no stats. I don't expect a lot from either team as far as fantasy goes.
And will weather have an impact on Monday night in Philly?
Shouldn't. 50 degrees, clear skies.
Cardinals, Packers.
Then we get to this one. We've discussed it a little bit throughout the first hour of the program, but Aaron Rodgers, I think, has a big day today.
Huge day. 4 touchdowns, 400 yards to celebrate his birthday. He's best when people are talking trash about him. You know, how upset would you be if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're in the prime of your career, you turn on your TV and you got a 45-year-old, 50-year-old Troy Aikman, Doug Flutie, guys, just all these ex-quarterbacks coming out of the woodwork to rip on you. And you're as competitive as that guy. You know he's been waiting to put some numbers up against this Cardinals defense.
I agree, and I think today's the date. Pending weather, I mean, weather could have an impact on this thing, and we'll have that for you in a second, but I think he has a big day. I think the stars have lined up to where, you know, no holds barred a little bit for him. But this is a guy, I don't know when the tipping point was, but if I had to guess, Rami, there was the game, I don't know if it was a Thursday night game or a Sunday night game, against the Bears. It was some sort of celebration at Lambeau. The Bears won the game. I believe there was an upset there. Yeah. And weren't they celebrating, I don't know what it was, Bart Starr maybe or something like that?
They were retiring somebody's number, if I remember
maybe
correctly.
It was Favre
or Jerry Kramer. They were retiring Jerry Kramer's number after he it was announced that he was being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
This was when they lost to the Bears on Thanksgiving, talking? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this was like 3 years
ago. Almost 100% sure it was Favre.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Favre was in town
I'm as positive as I can be without it occurring in front of me.
Yeah, it was celebration, but the Kramer was there, because remember they brought him out and there was like this moment. Bart Starr was there, sorry.
Yeah, because
it was the first
time he recovered
Starr,
from his stroke. Yep. And
so they brought him all out there.
You guys are right.
And Rodgers were there.
I remember because I cried.
Late in that game, didn't Aaron Rodgers not miss an open receiver to win the game at the end of that game? Didn't he not miss a receiver? I didn't prep on that. It just is off the top of my head. I think that's when it first popped up, Rami, and I know you guys on the big show have covered this many, many times, Aaron Rodgers missing the open guy. I think that was a little bit of a tipping point to say that, whoa, he missed a guy? And since then, I think fans are a little more aware of it. Would that be fair to say that at least it opened the eyes, it raised your eyebrows, that, hey, you had that dude open, Rodgers.
I've been waiting weeks to talk about this because here's the difference. This isn't the NBA, so it's not like Rodgers could go out like Kevin Durant can and drop 45 points. Football's a team sport, man, a team game. So Rodgers is putting all this pressure on himself right now because the team's not very good.
And he's missing throws. He's overthinking the small stuff, I feel. Like, you still get the greatness of Aaron Rodgers, but he's missing these five-yard outs and things like that because it's all in his head.
Nobody thought of mental. Him missing open receivers prior to that Bear game in my world. I mean, he obviously is a great quarterback.
Yeah, the missing throws is the most concerning thing. I mentioned earlier passing over the open guy and looking for the deeper shot downfield. That's something Aaron Rodgers has always done, but he's been able to get away with it because he would make throws nobody else could make in his sleep. Mm-hmm. This year, he's not making those throws at the clip that he has been to this point in his career. That's the most concerning thing. It's not necessarily the decision-making or the fundamentals, which a lot of people are picking on right now.
His
decision-making and his fundamentals have always been sort of this style of game, only he could do things nobody else could do, so it all worked. This year, he's not doing things he has in the past.
Well, bottom line, there is trouble in River City.
You would think so.
And they don't win that football game today. Injuries for the Packers and Cardinals.
Chad Williams, wide receiver for the Cardinals, questionable with an ankle injury. He was limited in practice on Friday for your Green Bay Packers. Running back, nobody has Latrevion Carson. I'm not going to tell you about him. Trevor Davis, though, he was put back on IR with the hamstring injury. You heard it in the update. It was who got activated today, Ryan Horvath?
Our boy, Jake Kumerow.
Kumerow got activated.
Indeed.
Randall Cobb questionable with a hamstring injury. Limited practice on Friday. They may get him back this week.
I think he's a go, yeah.
Keep an eye on him. The thing, and I usually don't talk about offensive linemen in the injury report as far as fantasy football goes, but if David Bakhtiari can't play, that changes the whole complexion of this game. Cardinals can get after the quarterback, and if Aaron Rodgers' blindside is protected by Jason Spriggs,
Chandler Jones could
look
have a
out.
Field day.
Look
yeah.
out.
Yeah, look out.
Some numbers in this one. Aaron Jones, in the last few weeks, scoring 18-plus fantasy points in each of his last three games. Cardinals have allowed 4.6 yards per rush, a total of 16 touchdowns, and an average of 31.6 fantasy points per game to opposing running backs throughout the course of this season. Tight ends, Cardinals defense has surrendered just 3 touchdown catches to opposing tight ends this year. Don't look for Jimmy Graham to get on track. However, opposing home defenses have averaged almost 13 fantasy points per game when facing the Arizona Cardinals. They're probably on the waiver wire. If you're looking for a defense, I like the Packers today.
They may get in the end zone, that defense today, against Rosen and company. All right, yeah. The forecast at Lambeau today.
Yeah, this is our Security Dan Memorial Uh-oh. Weather Impact Game of the Week.
Okay.
34 degrees, snow flurries, wind gusts up to 36 miles per hour.
Oh, okay.
Consistently 20 miles an hour. It's the windiest, coldest, wettest game of the week.
Oh, wow.
Triple whammy.
Okay. Maybe Aaron Jones does have a big day
today. I can't hear you over the wind, Tim.
Yeah. All right, there's your full rundown. Week 13 in the NFL. Take your calls next. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. You can email live at 1057fmthefan.com.
Tim and Rami take your calls now at 414-799-1250. Kickoff is almost here. This is Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, less than 1 hour to kickoff. Your fantasy season could be done without a victory today, and we'll give you some affirmation and make you feel good about your decision today. 799-1250. You can email live at 1057fmthefan.com, Facebook and Twitter. And there are some very difficult decisions in week 13 here. Injuries, suspensions, there's a commissioner's exempt list.
Playing for their playoff lives.
Yes. Yeah, there is most of my leagues, just a complete logjam at the playoff line, at the Mendoza line. So let's get to you guys, 799-1250. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on the Fan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Tony.
All right, I'm a victim and a recipient of this weekend. I lost Leonard Fournette because of stupidity, but I've had a good pickup. I need 2 out of 3 half-point PPR. I need 2 out of 3 for flex. Adrian Peterson against Philadelphia on the road. DJ Moore on the road against Tampa Bay. And Stephen Ware.
Spencer Ware. To me, it comes down to Spencer Ware or DJ Moore.
You need 2 of 3, you said?
2 out of 3.
So it's Moore and Ware.
Yeah, those are the two. Yeah, you're in great shape. AP is less than 70 yards his last 3 or 4 games. He's just come up empty. So you're in great shape. Spencer Ware is going to put up double-digit points for sure. And DJ Moore could have a big game for you.
Yeah, the minute I saw the video, I went on waivers. I'm like, that's going to be it.
Yeah, that could be the pickup of the year for you, Tony, that Spencer Ware pickup. Yeah. All right, good luck. 799-1250 as we approach kickoff week 13. Tim in Tulsa, you're next on The Fan.
All right, gentlemen, at the end of this call, we're going to talk about Rivers versus Rodgers, especially in lieu of that Lambeau weather. But before we do that, in that same league, I need one guy. I have D.D. Westbrook, Latavius Murray, Tyrell Williams, Derrick Henry, and I wasn't even going to even bring him up, but Jimmy Graham. I need one of those five.
Yeah, that's tough. That's at the lower end of the spectrum here, but it's relative to, you know, your lineup.
I got Westbrook in now. I plugged in Spencer Ware.
Yeah, I would say stay with Westbrook.
Yeah, that's probably your best bet.
Mm-hmm. And then just cross your fingers.
Yeah.
And all right, and in lieu of this weather, do you really play Rodgers against the Cardinals versus Phillip Rivers?
I'd play Phillip Rivers.
I think I would, too.
I played Rivers last week. I just had
just because
seen enough.
Now, hear me out, Tim. Hear me out before we go to the tiebreaker, okay. All right? You look at the two. First of all, let's start with the weather. You heard it's Security Dan's weather impact game of the week, even though Security Dan isn't here. It's going to be windy. There's already snow. It's going to be wet. It's going to be sloppy. The snow isn't even sticking, which sometimes is the worst thing because the field gets all that much sloppier. Nothing is frozen and solid. Okay, so let's start there. It's going to be hard to throw the ball. Secondly, look at the matchups. The Packers are, I know how this season has gone, but the Packers are a better football team than the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals are terrible against the run. You got to think Aaron Jones is going to get a heavy dose up front. The Packers can get up, and Aaron Rodgers is not going to have to throw the ball very much. Where with the Chargers in Pittsburgh, weather seems pretty good in Pittsburgh, right, Security Dan, a.k.a. Anthony Mandela?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
seems all right.
And those are two high-scoring offenses. You got to believe Rivers and Big Ben are going to be going back and forth. I think Rivers is the easy choice in this one.
Tim, I love both these guys. I think both these guys put up major points.
So, well, we've seen Rivers do it week after week, and we've seen Rodgers.
Are you saying Rivers or Rodgers, Tim?
To do it week after week.
I love them both.
Who are you saying?
I don't
you're
think
not you, here
I,
to say
I,
you love them both.
I don't
that's
think,
not your job. Who do you want, Rivers or Rodgers?
I just don't think you can make a bad choice here.
The witness is on the stand, sir. What is your answer? Rivers or Rodgers? No, there is no objection.
I object.
There is no objecting
here.
Badgering the witness. I'm taking Phillip Rivers. If you want to go with the guy who's actually decisive on this show, you start Phillip Rivers, all right?
Horvat, let's just see. If there were a tiebreaker, who would you go with?
Rodgers, man. It's his birthday.
Stop.
I'm going with the birthday boy, too.
Oh, my God. Yep. Go with homerism or go with the logical choice.
Homerism.
It's up to you, Tim.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
All right, Timmy, good luck, man. You can't go wrong.
Yes, you can. You absolutely can go wrong. If Phillip Rivers throws up 30 points and Aaron Rodgers has 12, you went wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Okay. Man. All right.
Let's all say a prayer right
I'm
now
telling
for
you.
Rodgers.
Okay.
And, yeah, he was going to have a surprise birthday party and, you know.
None of his teammates showed up,
word
though.
Leaked out on that, so there's no more surprise. 799-1250. Rob in West Dallas, you're next. You're on The Fan.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Hey, I got a PPR league, and for flex position, I was looking at either Allen Robinson or George Kittle.
I don't like Robinson today.
No.
I think I'm leaning Kittle.
I agree. We're going George Kittle.
Kerry Kittles.
All right. And my wife has a question, too. She's in a non-PPR league.
All right.
Do you like Brandon Cooks or, Lamar Miller?
Ooh.
Mm.
Against the Browns.
I think I like Cooks, to tell you the truth.
Me too.
No Cooper Kupp for the rest of the year.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the smart way to go.
Yep, tell the wife Cooks.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. Corey in Greenfield, you're next on The Fan.
What's up, guys? I got a 12-man PPR. I need two running backs and a flex. We got Lamar Miller, Tariq Cohen, Spencer Ware, Kenyon Drake, T.J. Yeldon, and Adam Humphries.
Oh, my God, that was a lot of guys. Slow it down and give it to me one more time.
Lamar Miller, Tariq Cohen, Spencer Spencer Ware. Those are the three I'm thinking. Okay. I need two in a flex. The others are Kenyon Drake, TJ Yeldon, and Adam Humphries.
No, I think you're all right. Although Humphries got a nice matchup, no Jackson in there, but I do like the three you have in there.
That is exactly
Ware,
right.
Ware, Miller, and Cohen.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking is I was thinking Fitzpatrick was going to start today, so then I would go Humphries, but with Winston, I just don't know if I trust it.
No, he likes Evans and Brate, and then Fitzpatrick likes the others. Yep.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good job. Good job. 799-1250. You can email live at 1057fmthefan.com.
That's what Jason did. He says, hey, guys, I need some help to get a win and stay in first place. Need to start one running back in PPR, Chris Carson or Joe Mixon. That's Jason in Crowley, Texas, says Go Pack Go. I really like Chris Carson today. I don't know about you, Tim. Also, I think the Bengals will probably be behind early and have to start throwing the football around.
I think they're going to throw in the towel here soon, the Bengals are.
Yeah, don't sleep on that running attack for Seattle. I mean, they are big time. They are big, and Carson's a huge part of that. You could have a monster day today.
One more email before the break. This is from a guy in Brookfield. Hey, Guy. He says, hey, guys, awesome week for me in fantasy so far, and none of my players have played yet. Earlier this week, was looking to upgrade at tight end over Engram, was checking through who was available. Literally nothing good, decided to wait a day, and some guy dropped Njoku for the Denver tight end.
Oh,
thank
geez.
Him. So he got Njoku off waivers. Then I was the first to snatch up Ware when the Hunt news came out.
Oh, nice.
And now I need some help with the running back.
Now he's just showing off.
Half point PPR, third place, need three or four. Gurley, Lindsey, Mixon, Ware. Technically, that's really two. He says, as Gurley is a no-brainer, just wanted to show off a little LOL. Thanks, guys. Guy in Brookfield. All right, so he needs two of the three between Lindsey, Mixon, and Ware.
Love Lindsey.
I love Ware. And, so I think we just gave you our answer.
And Ware. Lindsey and Ware.
There
you go. 799-1250. You can hit
us
up on
off.
Right. Facebook and Twitter as well. Email live at 1057fmthefan.com. You guys are going to take it to the finish line.
Yes, we are.
Because I have some
things
I got going.
Some business that you got to go take care of?
I do. You guys take it to the finish line.
You got
line.
A court date. I know. I understand.
I got to go play Fortnite.
I've been there.
He's so bad they give him court on Sunday.
On
they open up the courthouse just for him.
Yeah.
They shackle him in there like he's Hannibal Lecter.
The crime was so horrid. They opened the courthouse on a Sunday.
Just a quick reminder, special guest next week in studio here.
Yes, sir.
Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly presented by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer will.
No,
I guess
no.
he wouldn't do that on Sunday.
Ryan Braun?
No, no. A little busy.
20 minute conversation?
No.
He's cleaning up his house in California.
Oh, no. Okay.
And by the
Amanda
way, just real quick before I jet.
not Amanda Horvath. Nope.
Hot Stove Weekly, the first edition tomorrow night. We get to talk Brewers baseball tomorrow
night. Is it
really
already?
At 7 o'clock.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So the Brewers did make some moves. We'll get you up to speed on that. But in the meantime, Fantasy Football Weekly continues next here on The Fan.
Tim and Rami take your calls now at 414-799-1250. Kickoff is almost here. This is Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is. We're taking your questions at 414-799-1250. Tweet your questions at 105.7 FM The Fan or post them in our Facebook page with the post about your questions. We'll get to your social media questions coming up at 11:35. And you can also email the show live at 1057fmthefan.com. It's week 13. You may need a win to get in the playoffs. That's what we're here for. Tyler is in Tulsa. What's your question, Tyler?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Half point PPR, I'm thinking Edelman or Galladay.
You need one of the two, Edelman or Galladay?
Yeah.
That sounds easy on the surface. It sounds like Edelman is the easy choice there, but that Minnesota defense has been stepping up the last few weeks. Have you guys seen what Xavier Rhodes' status is? That could influence my decision. Anthony, Ryan, either of you?
I believe. Let me check that, actually.
Because he was questionable. He was questionable. I'm actually leaning towards Galladay. He's been Matthew Stafford's favorite target over the last few weeks since they've had injuries and traded Golden Tate. And that Rams defense, they make big plays, but they also give up big plays and give up yards in the passing game. I think that there are points to be had for Kenny Galladay. That's the way I'm leaning. And if Xavier Rhodes
is playing, then that cinches it for me. Either of you guys have an answer for me on that one yet?
Questionable. He's working out pregame to determine whether he could play versus the Patriots. So we actually won't know until looks like
either
right
way,
before the game.
Either way, I'm leaning Golladay. Xavier Rhodes just makes it that much more an easy decision for me.
Yeah, that
Golladay.
Secondary takes a lot of gambles too. Marcus Peters. So I'd go Golladay.
All right,
well.
Tyler.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Oconomowoc and then Andrew. What's your question, Drew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Half PPR. Need one of Deion Lewis, Peyton Barber, Sony Michel, or Chris Carson.
Lewis, Barber, Michel, or Carson, and you need just one?
Correct.
All right. Let's see. For me, let's go process of elimination. I don't like Barber. People thought he would step up in the void that they had at the running back position in Tampa. He has not. Lewis, I'm not crazy about the matchup with him today. Comes down for me to Sony Michel or Carson, and I think they're going to be throwing the ball more than running it in New England, so I'm going to go Carson over Michel. He's been hot lately and has a great matchup today.
Great that.
Thanks, guys.
No problem. Appreciate the call. Here's an email from Jason, South Milwaukee, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. It's to Wendy's inbox. Thanks to Wendy's for all the food they dropped off at the toy drive this week at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. A lot of that is still in my refrigerator, so I greatly appreciate it. I will enjoy it while I watch a Sunday full of NFL football. I need one for a flex in a PPR league. I'm playing for the bye. Kenyon Drake, Gus Edwards, Tyler Boyd, Alshon Jeffrey, or Larry Fitzgerald, and he needs just one. This is tough.
I like Gus Edwards a lot, but then again, I say that and he's on my bench today for DJ Moore. So
you know who I like out of this group? I think it's Larry Fitzgerald. Because, like I've been saying throughout the afternoon, I think the Packers will get up early in this one.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals will have to throw the ball, and somebody's going to have to catch it.
Does this scare you a little bit? Josh Rosen, California quarterback, playing in Arizona,
yeah,
at Lambeau Field, playing in cold weather. He's never really played in these conditions, though, before. Does
That's
that scare
true.
You at all?
That's a good point.
All you got to do is throw it up there for Larry Fitz in the red zone, but can they get into the red zone?
Who
That's
were
the
you
problem.
Thinking before I brought up Fitzgerald? Did you have a guy in mind, or is that where you were leaning also? You're scaring me off him a little bit right
Read
now.
Read those off again. I can't
yeah,
remember.
Drake,
yeah.
Gus Edwards.
I like Edwards. That's who I was thinking.
Okay. Why do you like Edwards? Give me your rationale before I decide if I want to change my mind.
I just think he's going to get a heavy workload today, whereas with the receiver position, like I mentioned, you know, I'd love to say Larry Fitzgerald, but I just don't trust Rosen. I trust Larry Fitzgerald in the conditions, but not the rookie quarterback that's playing as I'm watching.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You've swayed me. I'll go with Gus Edwards for you, Jason, in South Milwaukee. Let's go back to the phones. And Tristan in Racine, what's your question for Fantasy Football Weekly, Tristan?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
I'm doing a PPR.
Okay.
Right now I'm playing the guy who I'm thinking I'm going to end up playing in the first round of the playoffs. So I want to beat him just to set it off.
Yeah, send a message.
I need a flex, and right now I'm going between Josh Reynolds or Theo Riddick.
Let's look at these matchups. Nah, I'm not loving Riddick today because I think that's a game where the Lions are going to have to throw the ball to try and keep up with the Rams. He does get yards and points in the passing game, though. Riddick is their best receiver out of the backfield for the Detroit Lions. So if they're going to throw some underneath stuff, you'd think Riddick might get some opportunities and some touches. I'm still leaning Reynolds, though. I don't know about you, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm leaning Reynolds. Same reasoning right there.
I can't trust too much in Detroit,
right.
And the guy I like in Detroit today is Kenny Golladay. I don't know if there are enough points to go around for me to like somebody on Detroit other than Kenny Golladay, so I'm gonna go with Reynolds in this one.
Well, I wish I could have played Fournette this week, but yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sure a lot of people are in those same shoes. Let's go to Tom in Franklin. What's your question for the show, Tom?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
I need two of these three running backs. I've got Aaron Jones.
Yes.
Lindsey and David Johnson.
Oh man. That's tougher than I thought when you first started the list.
Right now I'm leaning towards Jones and Lindsey.
I was thinking about David Johnson. I was like, man, it's been such a disappointing year, but playing in cold weather against this Packers defense today, this could be like his breakthrough, like the one week that he actually.
And his production has been on an uptick for the last 4 weeks or so. And both Jones and Johnson have a great matchup this week. Problem is, so does Lindsey, and all three of these guys have been putting up good numbers. The thing that makes me lean towards Jones and Johnson is that But then again, this could swing the other way. I think Denver is going to just throw up big numbers on that Cincinnati defense.
I'm like Lindsay, to tell you the truth.
But if they do that early, then it's going to be Lindsay trying to kill the clock later. Yeah, I got to start Lindsay. My rule is if you're playing against the Bengals defense, you start. I think he's in. Mm-hmm. And now it's the tough decision of Jones or Johnson. And I'm going to go with Jones, thinking that the Packers get up big and the Cardinals have to throw it later and don't use the running back as much. I think there are more touches, more opportunities for Jones in this game than there are for Johnson.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm hoping the Packers could get up big in the first half. You have Atlanta at home next week, so exactly. Maybe try to get them like 10, 12 carries in the second half, something that we haven't seen, but let's just be let's do some wishful thinking.
So we're
here
giving you Jones and Lindsay, all right, Adam? Or excuse me, Tom?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call. Let's get one more email in here before the break, then we'll get to your social media questions. You guys on hold at 414-799-1250. Hang right there, and we'll get back to you quick after the social media. This is from, I never know how to pronounce this guy's name. Next time you email, can you please tell me how to pronounce your name? It's either Koo or Cow. It's K-O-U. Which way would you go?
I'm probably going to say it's Koo.
Koo? All right. AJ Green or where for Flex Standard League? He says, got Adams Cooks at wide receiver, and Elliott and Aaron Jones at running back.
What was the question then?
A.J. Green or where?
Oh, man. Mm. A.J. Green a little bit banged up, but still, I mean, ooh, and you got Driscoll in at quarterback.
Yeah, but they're going to be down.
They're going to be down, and they're going to be throwing the ball. Right.
And until we see Spencer Ware fill in, and we've told some people to start Spencer Ware today, obviously. Each question is unique to itself.
But
so,
against the top 10 receiver.
Against the top 10 receiver and a team who's going to be throwing the ball a lot because they'll get down big early, I think I'm going with A.J. Green in this one.
Yeah, I'll agree with you.
414-799-1250. Give us a call. We'll get back to the calls and the emails and the lightning round coming up in the final segment of the show. Next segment belongs to social media questions. Tweet those at 105.7 FM The Fan, not at Rami is tweeting. I might not see them if they're at Rami is tweeting. Send them at 105.7 FM The Fan because that's the account that I have open right now. We also have a post asking for your questions at facebook.com/105.7 FM The Fan. We'll get to those right after this. It's Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly presented by Dave and Buster's right here on The Fan.
Put your game face on. Let's go.
Time to hit up social media. Get your questions in on Twitter, Facebook, and email. You're listening to Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And it's time for the social media portion of the show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Anthony Mandela and Ryan Horvat. Tim Allen skipped out on us early. He had a court date. So time to take your questions at 105.7 FM The Fan or in our Facebook post at 105.com/105.7 FM The Fan asking for your questions. This one's from Hector on the Facebook page. Reynolds or Beckham? I know it may sound dumb. Hector, I don't mean to nitpick, dude, but you misspelled dumb. But I'm already down. I'm down already due to Kamara versus Elliott. Can swing for the fences, need a win to make the playoffs. I'm just messing with you, Hector. Let's answer his question. It's not dumb. I see what you're going for there. Like he said, he could swing for the fences. He needs a win to make the playoffs. And maybe Reynolds is the swinging for the fences, especially with Beckham. But I think I stick with Beckham, right?
I think so. He was just complaining that they weren't taking any deep shots. So today I think they tried to appease him and maybe just throw him some deep balls, at least try to get him in the end zone maybe once or twice. We'll wait and see. I mean, that Bears defense, obviously.
Very good.
Very, very good. But, yeah. I mean, it's the NFL, man. You never know.
Here's a tweet from Chris. He says, win and in situation, need two of my many middle-of-the-road wide receivers in PPR, A.J. Green, D.J. Moore, Landry, Gordon, Ridley, Davis. I like A.J. Green today. I know he doesn't have Andy Dalton, but again, I think they get down big and they have to throw the football, and A.J. Green can catch the football no matter who's throwing it to him. And so I think that there will be some points there for him. Love the matchup for D.J. Moore today. I gave you the numbers earlier, so we're giving you A.J. Green and D.J. Moore. Chris, let's scroll up and see what else we have on Twitter at 105.7 FM The Fan. This is from David. Lindsay or Mixon? I'm going with Lindsay
Lindsay.
Day on that one.
Absolutely.
Again, Mixon, they're going to get down. They're going to start throwing the football around, and I don't see a lot of opportunities for him. Jake on our Facebook page, Mac or Carson, PPR.
Thanks. Mac backed up, banged up, and Carson has a great matchup. That's an easy one for me. It's Carson.
Carson.
Kevin, Jackson or Rodgers, pick two.
Lamar Jackson?
No, he said Jackson. Yeah, Jackson or Rodgers.
I'm going to go Rodgers.
Yes, Rodgers in that one. And then he says pick two, Riddick, Jay Adams, Sproles, or Hyde.
Man.
That is an awful lineup of guys to pick from. But
I guess Riddick
they have
and Hyde,
to.
Who would you go with? I don't even know.
Riddick,
man,
is the first guy that's in for me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't love the matchup, but like we said earlier, even if they get down and start having to throw the football around, Theo Riddick will catch some passes out of the backfield, so he's the first one for me. Then after that,
it's like throw them all in a hat. I would go Hyde, I guess.
Yeah, you said Hyde, right?
But I mean,
he throws in PPR.
Give me those. Give me the other two again, real quick.
It's Adams, Sproles, or Hyde. After we picked Riddick,
I like Hyde, man. But this is going to be the game where Sproles has like six receptions out of the backfield for 82 yards. When I say that,
I'll go with Hyde. Let's go back to at 105.7 FM The Fan. That's our Twitter's address. Corey says 12-man PPR, need one running back and one flex. Tariq Cohen, Spencer Ware, Gus Edwards, Jared Cook, Demaryius Thomas. Tariq Cohen is your running back. At flex, I'm torn between Spencer Ware and Demaryius Thomas. I think there might be points to be had there for Demaryius Thomas.
I think there's some points in that game. I'm going to go...
I'm going Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, let's go Demaryius Thomas.
They're playing
let's go the
Bengals.
Sure thing until next week.
My rule, we do the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football. I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Every Friday on the Big Show, we do the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football. My rule is this. I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes if he falls to me. If he doesn't, I'm going to take somebody against the Cincinnati
defense.
The
Bengals.
Yeah, that's my rule when we play the Big Show Knows Fantasy Football every football Friday. Andrew tweets at 105.7 FM. The Fan says, starters at running back are Saquon Barkley and Aaron Jones. Nice. And at wide receiver, Adam Thielen and Julio Jones. Good God. Looking for one flex spot from the following. Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Cooks, Calvin Ridley, Austin Eckler, or Spencer Ware.
Is that a four-team league?
Good Lord, man. He says, my first thought is Cooks, but looking for your opinion. Okay. Let's go process of elimination here. Alshon Jeffrey just doesn't measure up to the rest of the guys on this list. Not production-wise this year. I like Alshon, but just this year has not lived up to it. Calvin Ridley, I do not like the matchup.
Can't score in the red zone. Not on my team. No
comes down to Cooks, Eckler, or Spencer Ware. Like we said, when Spencer Ware's name comes up against other guys who either are established, proven fantasy producers, let's wait and see what he can do and start those guys over him. And we have two of those here. So Calvin Ridley is knocked off the list. Now we're down to Brandon Cooks and Austin Eckler.
I like Cooks. I mean,
Melvin Gordon is out today.
Melvin Gordon's out.
It's a great matchup for Eckler. Excuse me. Yeah, that is tonight. That's the Sunday night game. It's a great matchup for Eckler. I'm going to go with Austin Eckler. I just think there will be more touches for him there than there will be with Brandon Cooks. And another one of my rules is that when it's close, give me the guy who's going to get his hands on the football more often.
And that's a good point, especially if the Rams get up big, which I'm expecting them to. I think they might run the football a little bit more with Gurley. You still have Robert Woods. I mean, even with Kupp out with the injury, they find new receivers every week. So I'll go with you.
We're going to give him Austin Eckler. Joe Mama tweets at 105.7 FM. The Fan says, hey, guys, standard scoring. I need three of four. Juju, Hopkins, Evans, or Ebron? Thanks. Ebron's in.
I love Juju just for the home run ball.
Juju's in.
Like three catches, 150 yards, two
and
touchdowns.
You always start Hopkins. So there are your three. Ebron, Juju, and Hopkins. Back to the Facebook page, facebook.com/105.7FM. The Fan. This is from John. Need two, half PPR, Breida, Ware, Miller, White, McCoy.
I have McCoy rotting on my bench right now. I don't trust him.
Neither do I. I really like Breida this week. Mm-hmm. And of this group of guys, I like Spencer Ware more than the rest.
Yeah,
he throws in, I could start a third in my flex, but would need to sit one of my wide receivers, Julio Jones, Beckham Jr., or Woods. No, don't do that. Start Breida. And go with that lineup of wide receivers that you have. Craig Hart tweets at one, or excuse me, posts at the Facebook page. He says, PPR need two, one wide receiver, and one flex. Doug Baldwin, Anthony Miller, Kirk, Williams, or Thompson. I like Anthony Miller today.
I like Miller today, too.
Because he catches a lot in the short game, and I think there's going to be plenty to be had for the Bears in the short game with Chase Daniel at quarterback. So Miller is in as the wide receiver. Now we need your flex between Baldwin, Kirk, Williams, And Thompson, I'm leaning Thompson.
Thompson?
That's where I was going. You okay. have a different.
Yeah, well,
different,
no, we'll roll.
No, if you have a different answer, try and convince me. That's how I like to do
this.
No,
I'm going to stick with Thompson, too.
All right.
I hate going against Baldwin, though.
Okay. Let's see what else we have on Twitter. At 105.7FM, the fan. My guy Corey says, need one. Mixon, Gus Edwards, or Chubb? Ooh.
That's tough. I like Edwards. I love Nick Chubb.
I'm going to go with Chubb.
Yeah.
Give me Chubb. Let's see here. Anything else at 105.7FM? The fan Ziggy says PPR flex, Michelle, Kelsey, Moore, or Ellington. You don't sit Travis Kelsey.
I was going to say, he's going to have a huge.
Yeah, you start Travis
prime
Kelsey.
Prime time Travis Kelsey, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go Travis Kelsey.
Back to Facebook. This is from Steve, says non-PPR, need one. Breida, Mixon, Moore, or Galladay? Needs just one. I really like Breida today. Has a great matchup. But then again, DJ Moore also has a great matchup.
A great matchup.
And Kenny Galladay, we've been talking about all day, Matthew Stafford's favorite target all of a sudden, and they're probably going to have to throw the ball to keep up.
I don't put too much trust in Matthew. I love Matthew Stafford. I think he is a solid quarterback.
He hasn't been good this year.
He's been bad. He's
not
really
been good
this
year.
I don't trust anything that has to do with the
Lions.
You're
right. So let's narrow it down then to Breida and DJ Moore.
And man, I love DJ Moore's matchup, but I just don't know how that game goes where I know Breida's going to get the touches. Like, I'm 100% positive that he's going
to. When I first read the question, I was leaning Breida. Has a great matchup, should get plenty of touches today because I don't see either team, Seattle or San Francisco, running away with that game. So I think Breida will be a part of the game plan throughout. So we're going to give you Breida. We're going to hit a quick break. If we didn't answer your question on social media, fear not. They are part of the lightning round, where next we don't give you any analysis, any reasoning, any logic as to why we're picking the guys that we pick. You're going to give us your question, and we're going to give you an answer as quickly as we possibly can and serve as many of our listeners as we possibly can. That's the lightning round. You scream names at us. We scream names back at you next on Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
For the lightning round. Call 414-799-1250 or post on Facebook and Twitter. No spin, no justification, no matchup, no philosophy. Just your question and our answer. This is the lightning round on Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa on The Fan.
I understand Tim Allen skipped the lightning round last week because I wasn't here and
yeah, he
hates it so much.
Yeah, he did.
He can't just do that. We made a new open for it and everything.
Say, that, like,
yeah,
I got scared.
I played the open anyway.
Lightning just hit in my earphones. I haven't heard that open yet. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
My guy Corey tweeted right? that when Tim Fresh. Left, we should have just done lightning round the rest of the show just to make up
awesome.
For missing it last week. I don't know if I could take that. There would be smoke coming out of my ears by the end of the show.
You just, like, take a break, go cool.
If we did lightning rod for 45 minutes,
we'll rotate in and out.
I don't know that I could handle it. All right, let's go. We're going to go phone, email, Facebook, Twitter as fast as we can. There will be no analysis, nothing to justify our answers. You scream names at us, we scream names back at you. Here's how you can try and get in. 414-799-1250. Email live at 1057fmthefan.com. We have a Facebook post up asking for your fantasy football questions, or tweet them at 1057fmthefan.com. Let's start at Tony, West Bend. What's your question for the lightning round?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Non-PPR, I need two of these three running backs, James Conner, Spencer Ware, or Lamar Miller.
Conner, Ware, Miller. I'm going with the first two.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Let's check the email. This is from Marcus. He says, huge dilemma for my running backs. Need to start three. James Conner, Aaron Jones, David Johnson, Josh Adams, Spencer Ware, Joe Mixon. I'm going Conner, Jones, and Spencer Ware.
Let's go Ware.
All right, let's see what we have on Facebook.com/1057FM. The Fan. Dominic says, I have Eckler, Mixon, and Lindsey. Who should I start in a PPR league? Lindsey,
yeah.
All right, Twitter, at 1057FM, The Fan. I already read Ziggy's, didn't I? PPR Flex, Michelle,
yep,
Kelsey.
There,
or,
yep.
All right, let's see here. Ziggy trying to sneak in a second question. I'll let it slide. For my buddy, Evan, tailgating with me. And our thanks to Ziggy, who's listening to us live. at out there at Lambeau Field. He says, start at QB, Big Ben or Mayfield? Big Ben.
Yeah, Big Ben.
I'm going with Big Ben. Back to the phones and to Waterford. Ryan, what's your question?
Two, it's a PPR league. Carson, Drake, Richard, or Ryan and Luck?
You broke up there for a second. Give it to me again.
Carson, Drake, and Richard for running back PPR.
Carson.
Okay. And Ryan or Luck?
Ryan or Luck, you said? Luck.
Yeah,
Luck.
All right. Let's check the email live at 1057fmthefan.com. This is Paul. He says, thanks for the help all season. I enjoy your show every Sunday. Thank you, Paul. I need to start one of these passers, Big Ben or Phillip Rivers, in the head-to-head.
Ooh, Big Ben prime time. I'm going to go Phillip Rivers. Give me Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, give me Phillip Rivers.
Coming off a loss.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I almost wanted to do analysis, but it's the lightning round. I can't. Justine, PPR, need one. Carson or Edwards? Thanks, Carson. Twitter, at 1057FM, the fan. Let's see here. All-Pro 1987 says need one of four. Flex, standard league. Got David Johnson, Nick Chubb, Keenan Allen, and Diggs starting. And then he has in parentheses, flex play, Lamar Miller, Sony Michel, Breida, and Edelman. Okay. Says need one of four. Johnson, Chubb, Allen, or Diggs. I'm going to go with Chubb.
I like Chubb, yeah.
I don't even understand the second part of it, because then he says flex play, but his first question was flex. He says Lamar Miller, Sony Michel, Matt Breida, Julian Edelman. If you're asking for another one of those four All-Pro, I'm going to say Breida. Right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones, and Adam in West Dallas. What's your question, Adam?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well.
I know it's a lightning round. Got to be fast. I've got Nick Chubb, David Johnson, and James White, and Josh Adams.
And you need just one of those, or how many?
PPR looking for one.
Give them to me one more time.
Nick Chubb, David Johnson, James White, and Josh Adams.
I'm going to go Chubb.
Chubb, okay. Yep. And then real quick, Demaryius Thomas or Doug Baldwin?
Thomas. Email, this is from Mitch. I need three of the four following wide receivers, half-point PPR, Tyler Lockett, Larry Fitzgerald, Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin. Thanks, Mitch. Three of those, I'm going Lockett, Fitz, and Godwin. Let's go back to the phones. Sharquan, on the east side, what's your question, Sharquan?
Hey, what's cooking, good looking?
Thank you.
I need two of the three in a non-PPR league, Matt Breida, Sony Michel, or James Conner.
Breida, Michelle, or Connor? You need just one of those?
I'm going Breida.
Two of those.
Breida and Connor.
Connor.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. This is from Ryan on the Facebook post. Says, hey guys, love the show. I have a half-point PPR league this week. Either puts me in first or second or third in the playoffs. Need two of these three running backs, Barkley, Chubb, or Ware? Two of the three. Give me Barkley and Chubb. Let's knock out Paul and Tosa real quick. Paul, your question?
Hey, guys, PPR, one of three of these wide receivers, Josh Reynolds, Calvin Ridley, Adam Humphries.
That's going to about do it for us. Fantasy Football Weekly, Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's. Good luck in Week 13. We'll help you get a playoff win next week. For Tim, Anthony, Ryan, I'm Rami saying thanks for listening. We're back next week, 10 a.m.